Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
It is another beautiful morning.
It's a beautiful morning, and we are in August already.
Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it.
And we're still hitting those triple digits.
We are. So hope everybody's staying safe
and hydrated.
Hydrated, exactly right.
Yes, yes. Well, you know what? We've got two extraordinary women here with us this morning as guests, and I'm just really excited because they are representing an organization that has become very much a pillar in our community, and that organization is the Family Assistance Program. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going to talk to us about why that organization exists and the work that they do. And I often say I really wish that we didn't have a need for such organizations, but I am really glad that you are here and that you do the hugely important work that you've been doing for a number of years. So I want to welcome Ms. Tracy Rick, who is the Director of Housing for Family Assistance Program, and Ms. Sylvia Romo, who is case manager, as well as she wears a variety of hats in doing work for this organization and working in the community. Mm-hmm. So, ladies, good morning, and thank you so much for being here with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I could say a lot about each of you. Both of you have been doing this work in the area of domestic violence for a number of years. Right. And we know that this is one of those areas where it's not pretty. This is not necessarily pretty work that you come to every day. But I also can say that you have done an extraordinary job of creating safe spaces, creating information and education, outreach to help make those who need this and who need these services to make it as a warm and compassionate experience as it can possibly be. And so before we actually get started, I want to thank you for that, because this is not easy work, right? And I'm not just saying it from being an observer. I'm also saying it from the experience I've had personally working in the area and the realm of domestic violence. So you've come here today to share some wonderful things that are getting ready to happen. And let's start with, there's a 40-hour domestic violence class that takes place every year. Is that right?
Yes.
And I think, Ms. Tracy, that's been going on for at least since 2012, is it, that you guys have been doing that?
The classes have been going on forever, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We do it every year. It's a 40-hour state-mandated domestic violence training to be an advocate. To volunteer or work in a domestic violence shelter, you need this certificate, and it's good for anywhere in the state of California.
Okay. So even though they take the training through you, through Family Assistance Program, they can take that once they have their certificate and work anywhere within the state. Is that right?
Correct.
And who normally takes this training?
We have all of our new staff take it. We have community members, the volunteers that we have, students, they take it from the college. They will get their self educated on this. Just about everybody.
Okay. Who wants to either volunteer?
Yes.
Because it's my understanding that if someone wants to volunteer at either the shelter or within the organization, that they need to have gone through the 40-hour training. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so this 40-hour training, tell us a little bit about when it takes place, how people can sign up for it, what they can expect.
Okay, so it starts September 10th. All of our training is on Zoom, so it could be done anywhere you want. It goes through the 26th, so it'll run on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 12 to 5. And we have different facilitators that will come in from different aspects of domestic violence, like the district attorney. We'll have advocates come in. The legal advocate will come in. We have like a whole different curriculum of trainings.
Right. Okay. And so the training is from September 10th to September 26th. Can people start registering and signing up for that now?
Yes, they can.
Okay, and how can they do that?
They could do it by calling our office at 760-843-0701 or emailing Diana, and her email is diana@familyassist.org, and Diana is D-I-A-N-A.
Okay, and I think, Roxanne, we can get this information posted,
we definitely
right?
can, yes, and these
Great.
Flyers about your event coming up.
Great. And then just before we move on to talking about something else, I just want to make sure, after they've completed the 40-hour training, they receive a certificate. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, and that certificate is recognized by the state of California.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And are these classes free?
Yes, everything's okay. free.
Okay.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So it's free state-mandated advocacy training, September 10th through the 26th. And if you have any questions, again, Ms. Tracy, if they have any questions, they want to register, they can either call or email. And what's those numbers again?
The phone number is 760-843-0701. Or they could email Diana, who is doing the registration. And her email is diana@familyassist.org.
Okay. Now, I'm understanding as we move into September, you guys have an event that just has grown, and it's Walk a Mile in Their Shoes, and now you've added the component of a car show to that. So, Sylvia, do you want to tell us a little bit about this upcoming event and what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Sure. The event, it will be taking place September the 28th at 10 o'clock. It's a tribute to lives lost to domestic violence. This year, we're going to be having it at the fairgrounds in Victorville.
Wow.
Yes, and this year we have added a car show. The registration for the car show will start at the gate at 8 a.m. And this year we are asking our walkers to please register. We have added a QR code, and it's also free. Check-in will start at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. And everybody that registers for either the car show and the walkers will get a free meal during
Wow.
the event. The event is free. We're also looking for non-food vendors, resource vendors for the event.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, for example, those small businesses that have products or services and they're interested in coming out, they could very well be a vendor to this. And then those who have resources, right? Community resources?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. And then how do they... register, get involved? How do they do that?
They can contact me at my cell phone number at 760-442-0649. They can also email me at sylvia@familyassist.org.
Okay. And again, this is taking place at the fairgrounds, so you guys have grown.
It's a big area.
Yeah, you
yes.
need more real estate, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so this event, what are the hours of this event, too?
The walk starts at 10 o'clock. The festivities of celebration will start at 11:30 till 4 o'clock.
Okay,
all
great.
Day.
Great. And tell me just a little bit more about the walk.
The walk will take place at the entrance of the fairgrounds all the way to Green Tree and then all the way back to the fairgrounds. And once we come back from Green Tree, coming back to the fairgrounds, we'll start the celebration at the pavilion.
Okay.
There will be free food for the walkers and for, obviously, the attendees.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if I want to be a walker, is there a fee or I just need to register?
You just need to register. It's free.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
bring
free.
Everybody that you know.
Yes.
This would
yes.
be a great
so what,
tribute, like you said.
Yes.
You know, this is a great opportunity for families mm-hmm. and groups. You know, we have
yes.
our girlfriend groups, our sister groups,
yes.
all
sisterhood,
of that.
Yes.
Yeah, our sisterhood yes. to come out and be a part of and to walk as a tribute to lives lost to domestic violence,
yes,
right?
Correct.
And so we just encourage everybody to find a way to come be a part of this, because mm-hmm. there's a car show, so, you know, it's not limited to just women. It's men and families, right?
Right.
And so you want to just come out and fully support this. It looks like you've got some great sponsors already. Mm-hmm. Is there room for more sponsors in
yes.
case somebody's listening mm-hmm. and they want to
yes.
help to sponsor the event?
Yes, they're welcome.
Okay, and
contact
if they're
us.
Interested in being a sponsor, Sylvia, that number that you just mentioned and the email address is who they would contact, right?
Correct. Yes, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. And then, you know, we're talking about September because, believe it or not, Roxanne,
it's
September
next month.
Is almost here, right? But then we know that October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, right? And so do you guys want to share with us a little bit about what that actually means and maybe even share some of the things that you traditionally do during the month of October for community?
Usually during October, we do the walk and everything else, but because there's so many events, we pushed it forward a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's recognized across the country, everywhere. In October, there's a Purple Shirt Day. I'm not sure which the date is.
Okay.
We do a lot of tribute to our DV victims, the families that have lost their family members.
Mm-hmm.
We will meet with them and, you know, help them out, whatever they need to be helped with. So we go out and we do all sorts of things, you know. Whatever people want us to do, we go do.
Right. But it's also a month, Ms. Tracy, where folks can honor mm-hmm. If they've had that own their own experience with that, or they want to acknowledge and honor a loved one that maybe has been lost. This is an opportunity for them to find a way to support that, right? Mm-hmm. And so they can also make donations during that month, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then they can also always reach out to you guys to find out if there are things that's needed. I know a lot of companies and a lot of individuals often have items or products or things that can be used. And so if that is the case, they want to donate either by way of funding, or they want to donate time, volunteer, get involved, clothes, whatever, who would they contact or how would they connect with you guys for that?
They would call the number 760-843-0701. We accept just about anything.
Okay.
And if we can't use it, we'll find somebody that can use it.
Wonderful. We're talking about families, right, who are really facing, quite honestly, in some cases, life and death situations, right? And so what is it, and I'm going to ask both of you to answer this question for me, what is it that keeps you getting up every day and rejuvenating yourself to go and do this work with compassion and care and such dedication? Ms. Tracy?
Many years ago, I had my own experience, and there were no resources back then. Now I can bring resources to people, so they're not just by themselves anymore. So that's pretty much it.
And no better than to mm-hmm. be able to have the shared experience.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have actually walked a mile in those shoes,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's the compassion and the understanding. We are greatly appreciative to you for the work that you are doing. Miss Sylvia, what about you?
My family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My
personal.
Family did not have resources many, many years ago. And we wish we did back in time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we had nowhere to turn. And we wish we had the resources we have now,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happened to my family due to domestic violence.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, Sylvia, you honor your family every single day with the work that you're doing, right?
Yes.
You honor them. So a lot of times we look back and think about what we didn't have, but mm-hmm. I'm looking forward and looking at you and seeing what you now have and what you're giving
mm-hmm.
that is making a huge difference in the lives of those who need it most at a time when they need it most. And that's noble work. So thank you both for what you're doing. We greatly appreciate you. Be sure to take back our regards to Daryl Levy. He's the captain of your ship, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, he is.
And is there anything else that you guys wanted to share or anything we should know before we let you go?
I think that's it. Thank you for having us.
Well,
you're welcome. And we're happy to share these resources to those in our high desert who may need them.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
you're welcome.
So thank you. Remember, September 10th through the 26th is the 40-hour domestic violence advocacy training.
And those are free classes.
Those are free classes. And then on September 28th at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds from 8 to 4, there's going to be just a wonderful day of a tribute to lives lost to domestic violence. It's Walk a Mile in Their Shoes and Car Show. And we'll be looking forward to community coming out and supporting these great efforts. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Well, Roxanne, again, another beautiful summer weekend in the High Desert.
Yeah, and thanks for all the great comments and for listening to High Desert Dialogue Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Yeah,
so thank
really
you so much.
We appreciate that, and please keep it coming. We look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any suggestions about guests,
yeah,
or interesting things that are going on in the community that you'd like to learn more about, please share those things, right, Roxanne?
Yeah, send us an email, send us a comment. We've got back to school going on for many of our school districts. Here come the holidays, Thanksgiving, the end of the year already. So again, if you have any suggestions, any resources, groups that the High Desert has that you want to share with the public, please let us know so that we can talk to them.
Yes. But this morning, we've got somebody, you know, I'm always transparent. I've known her for a very long time. I call her a very dear friend. She's been referred to recently as a woman of excellence, and awarded as a woman of excellence. I know her as Liz McGiffin. She is the director, the marketing director for Choice Medical Group. And for those of you, I'm sure Choice is like a pillar in our community, especially in the healthcare community. And Liz is here today to share with us some information that really, I'm excited, Roxanne, because this is really information that is for our senior population, which you know is huge.
Absolutely.
Especially here, and can use a lot of this valuable information that Liz is going to share with us. So my dear friend, Liz, thank you for being here.
Oh, hi, Regina. Thank you, Roxanne and Regina, for having me.
Yes, and so tell us some of the things that are going on, what you guys have, because I think, in a way, Liz, it seems like there might be some misconception about who these resources and services are available for.
Exactly. We get that a lot. Mm. Because Choice is a big, huge sponsor of it and created it, our Senior Kicks Club is, 2,600-plus members, but they don't have to be a Choice member.
Okay.
It's something that the doctors created 30-some years ago just to offer different resources, community events, painting classes, and education, and workshops for the entire senior community, not just Choice members. So that's the misconception.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you shared that because, you know, we have a huge amount of our population or a segment of our population who is now retiring and who is hitting that 60-plus, 70-plus, and they're active. They're
very
engaged,
active.
Right?
Very active.
Yeah. And so looking for things to do. And so, Liz, tell us a little bit about what some of the programs that are being offered and activities and events that our senior population can get involved with.
Right. It seems to always start with food. So
we
invite the seniors to come to the lunch program that we offer. We're the venue, but the county provides the food.
Okay.
So it's usually a warm lunch, a nutritional lunch, offered by the Barstow Nutrition Program. So we're one of four in the High Desert where offer this, and it's a suggested $4 donation. Between 11:30 and 12:30, the seniors come in, they have a nice lunch. what I get to witness is all the friendships that come out of that room.
Yeah,
so they come when they can come, and they pay what they can pay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that happens every Thursday, every week?
It happens Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 12:30.
Okay, Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 12:30.
Right.
They can come and get a hot lunch, right?
Yeah.
And have lunch with a friend.
Right?
Exactly, or meet other seniors and develop those friendships. Exactly, right.
And so it is for a suggested donation,
right?
But you're not turning anybody away if that's a
absolutely
hardship,
not.
Right?
Sometimes we have seniors that's their only meal.
Mm. Okay,
so they're coming in, they can't afford it. That's fine too. They don't
what
turn
a
them
wonderful
away.
Wonderful way to help.
It is, and it just what comes out of that is, like I said, a lot of friendships.
Yeah,
and we kind of expand on that. So we have once a month we have a birthday. We celebrate the month. Birthday.
We get cake?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
get cake.
All right.
And
all
then
right.
we have different things that we do like after that. So we might have a workshop, or we might have every Friday we have game day. So they'll stay and play games.
Fun.
Yeah.
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 So where does this all take place at, Liz?
This happens at our senior lounge.
Okay.
So that's on 18564 Highway 18 in Apple Valley, which I'll give you the website at the end on where they can get more information and phone number. But we're one of the four that offer the lunch. So there's a lunch program at Percy Bacher in Hesperia.
Okay.
There's at the Barstow Senior Center in Barstow.
Right.
And then in Hellendale, they have a lunch program there, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know about the Hellendale program.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I know.
Okay. And so we can come, have lunch, and do all of that. What are some of the other things that?
We have a quarterly magazine that we put out to the public. So if they want to register, be a part on the mailing list or on the email list, then they'll get updated on all the things that we have going on. The very popular bingo.
Okay.
Bingo for prizes.
All right.
We have that once a month.
B-I-N-G-O.
So they just have to register. So they just call and register and put them
on
the
list.
How
often do you do the bingo class, Liz?
We do it once a month.
Once a month.
It's the last Wednesday of the month.
Okay.
And we have that at our town center location.
Okay. And so for that, two things. If they want to get the magazine that has all the activities and all of that, or they want to learn more about which day, which night, whatever, where do they contact? Who do they contact?
They can call us, or they could go online and join.
Okay,
so
and
senior,
what's the number?
Senior Kicks, I'm sorry, 760-338-0914.
Okay.
They could email us at info@seniorkicksclub.com, or they could go online and register, which is seniorkicksclub.com.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think Roxanne will be able to get that information up.
Definitely, for sure. Yeah.
And
this
so
is
if,
great,
if
great
anybody
information.
Missed that, we'll try to repeat it a couple of times before we let Liz go. But if anybody missed it, we'll try and get that information up. Great. So, Liz, what else can you tell us that's going on for seniors to keep them active, engaged? You know, one of the things that we've heard about recently is the loneliness factor.
Right, that happens a lot. It's we're in a location where we have three doctor's offices, and the doctors will actually walk their patients over to our building, the senior lounge, senior resource center, and introduce somebody that needs that kind of help.
Great.
Yes, so we actually have volunteers that are part of our welcome committee, so we introduce them to another senior, male or female or a couple. And they will show them the ropes.
Yeah.
And they come in, and then they're invited to everything that we do. So
like a buddy system.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
So very popular Painting with Pat. She's one of our volunteers as well.
I like that.
Painting with Pat.
I like
very
that
popular. We have a beginning class and an intermediate class.
Okay.
So we have two classes a month with that. Then we have craft classes. We have George Magnum, who does Brain Train Academy, which is a fun way just to keep your mind going. So they do games. He does recreational events. So he'll have a cornhole tournament, frisbee tournament, all indoors with the AC.
Now, the brain, I might need that. Now, when does that class
start? So the Brain Train, we have it at three different locations.
Okay.
So we have it at our senior lounge where we have our lunch. And it's actually after lunch on Thursdays. And then we have it on Fridays at our town center location, which is closer to the Jess Ranch, Del Webb area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Percy Bacher in Hesperia.
Okay, which is a
Mondays.
Popular spot.
Liz,
yes.
I like it how some of these activities are in different locations, not just one. So that way
right.
you can
We're
include
trying to expand.
Other people who live in different areas who yeah. may not maybe have, you know, transportation to take you to that location in Apple Valley.
Right.
It's closer
Perfect.
To Hesperia. So I do like that. So hopefully
yeah.
you can keep
Thank
that
you,
up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We look out for
way
them.
More access.
Right.
For seniors to get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. So yeah. once we find a need, then we find a way.
Mm. And Liz, just tell us, how long has Choice been doing this now?
Well, my understanding, they started the Senior Kicks Club like 30 years ago.
Wow. These are great resources. And you know what? Just kudos to Choice Medical Group.
They are amazing.
And I'm going to take that a step further and say kudos to the Nair family.
Right.
Because I know that they're really the impetus, the nucleus for this organization yeah. and the wonderful work that they have been doing. A lot of times, you know, they're not doing it because they're looking to gain recognition. They're doing it because they saw a need and want to meet the need.
Exactly.
But that doesn't mean that we don't see the wonderful things that they are doing
oh,
to
thank
help
you for
us
saying
all
that, because they don't.
Meet.
They don't do
yes.
it for those reasons.
Yeah.
They're just a very generous, down-to-earth family
yeah.
that are
And you would have to be
lot.
to do something like this for over 30 years. Yes. You have really anchored in and invested yeah. in community.
Thank
and,
you.
And I think at a time when not only these particular resources, but the ability, especially for our senior population, to be connected to one another, connected to something, mm-hmm. So that the isolation, you know, they dealt a lot of that during COVID,
right.
And we're coming out of that now, you know, so where they can have socialization
exactly.
And create friendships and, you know, family, and right, which is what all of us want. So really want to thank you, Liz, for the wonderful job you guys are doing, for all of these resources that are just phenomenal.
Thank you.
That are here, and they are not just limited to those who are members, but if you're part of this community
right.
and you want to partake of any of these things, you're absolutely welcome, right?
Absolutely.
Liz,
yes.
thank
you.
You. So
thank
I
you, Liz.
It.
Anything else that you want to or share with us,
give
or
us
that we should know?
Give us that phone number, Liz, and those who are listening,
sure.
seniors want to share this information with their fellow
right.
seniors.
They can call
yeah.
our Senior Resource Center, which is 760-338-0914. Let me do that again.
Okay.
338-0914. It's our Senior Resource Center, so we take reservations for certain classes. Mm-hmm. The exercise classes, the Fresh Food Friday, just show up. And then we anything senior-related, we have our resources. So we don't have the information right then and there. We have resources that we could reach out. So any questions or concerns senior-related, we're there to help.
And Liz, one thing I just came to mind before I let you go. I believe there's some kind of partnership that you have with VVC.
Correct.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about
I
that?
I will be happy to. We're just getting started with this. So we were reached out by the community education portion of VVC, uh-huh. Victor Valley College, to help with the itinerary and agenda for free classes to the community. And so they're putting that together, and mm-hmm. we're just so grateful to be a part of thing for that. And that is going to happen in September.
So I tell you what, when all of that is put together and is ready for public consumption,
yes.
will you come back and
yeah.
share that with
Absolutely.
Us?
Absolutely. I will bring their
resource.
Department because they've got a crew that are really passionate about providing these free classes for the community.
But you come too, Liz, as well.
I yes. would love that.
Okay.
Thank
yes.
you. Thank you,
yes.
Regina. Thank you,
so
Roxanne.
Thank you for coming today.
I appreciate
and sharing
it.
All this wonderful yeah. information. You are a ray of sunshine, my friend.
You know
Always
how I feel about you,
see
Regina.
You. And we'll look forward to mm-hmm. seeing you soon so okay. we can talk about those classes that are coming up in September.
Perfect. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks again for being a part of our conversation. You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at roxannescafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high deserts, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.